This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey, welcome. Welcome into the greasy garage studio, everybody. Oh, yeah. I got the grease gun out. We're going to grease every zerk there is this hour of Auto World. Welcome into the Auto World Plaza where the Greasy Garage Studio is, and live from Boise, Idaho. It's an honor to have and privilege for me to be here with you each and every week, each and every hour. Auto World is 3 hours each and every week, heard on the Genesis Communications Network. That's right, GCNLive.com. That's where you can actually take a look, take a peek at me. There's a photo of me. General Motor George puts a photo up there. He asked, of course, Bentley Bryan, the webmaster at Genesis Communications Network, to do all this. It takes a lot of people behind the scenes to make this happen, and that includes you. Each and every one of you are part of Auto World, if you're listening. You are a charter member, and I do appreciate that. It takes all of us to make, you know, a car run. It really does. There's a lot of people behind the scenes of an automobile, and when it gets down to the repair and the whys and the how comes of an automobile, the car, the truck, the engine light, the ABS light, the stupid tire light. Oh, do you have a good dentist? Not. I don't care about the dentist. I do after Easter and after Halloween. But no, I really care about, you have a good mechanic, a good technician. What's their phone number? Go ahead. Let me hear it. See, that's my whole point. Is that phone number and that name up on your refrigerator? On a magnet? Oh, you see, you got one of those stainless steel refrigerators that you can't stick anything to. You like to look at that stainless steel. Look, that's okay. But in your address book, I know you do have a good mechanic. If you don't, I want you to do this. I want you to find one. And how do you find one? Look for the little blue star at those auto repair shops. The yellow pages are long gone. You know, the books, it's all electronic, digital, of course, through our cell phones and through the internet. That's okay. There's ads. There's also ads there. They have the little blue star. I do. We employ ASE certified technicians. That's what you want to look for. It's a little blue star with ASE in it. And then at that point, if you need a brake job, ask them. Just come right out and ask them. Drive over. Hey, are you folks certified in brakes? You got a blown head gasket? Are you certified in engine repair? That's right. That's hardline is what that's called, hardline. How about a transmission problem? Oh, I just drive it in the transmission shop, and they do their magic, Mark, and they always tell me it's $3,500. Yeah. Are they certified? See, once you drive in, you don't want any problems. You want to keep rocking and rolling and be good. But if you do have a little question there about the bill, about the smell that you've got, maybe the sound that you got, maybe that car sounds like you've got basically nuts and bolts rattling in a can right now when you start it up. Well, get some baling wire out and wire that muffler back up. Not. Oh, that's one thing that the mufflers, a lot of the repair throughout the United States, we're not really replacing mufflers anymore. But I want to share this with you. I want to kind of highlight this again, that the thieves, that's right, the crooks, the thieves are back with their RoboCop saws. We call them reciprocal saws. I call them RoboCop saws. They're cordless. They're getting under there, and they're stealing. They're cutting off your catalytic converters, folks. That's right. They're stealing them. So then they take them and recycle them and get some $100 bills for them. So be careful on that. Keep your eye on your catalytic converters. I know it's underneath your car, but keep your eye on them. Keep your smell on, huh? If you got something a little bit noisy going on, you might not have a catalytic converter on your car or truck anymore. Here on Auto World, if you just joined us for the first time, welcome aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week. Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive for all of us. Do a lot of things here on Auto World to take your calls. I take your emails. I, of course, help you with your automobiles. We do the Auto World Little Car Fact. We do shout-outs. We do the Word of the Week. and also the word of the day. I have auto racing news constantly. I have the segment we call Compare a Car. Also, Auto World Tips. You'll have a few of those the first and second hour. What is it? What happened on this day in automotive history? We do a lot of things. Did you see that? Where? What? That over there, yeah. We used to do that segment. Love it. But today, here on the third hour, we've got a lot of things. I got a trivia question out there. Let's get that answered first and foremost. And also, email-wise here on Auto World is always 28 hours a day. You can email me on your time, whenever it's convenient, with what you would like to talk about, if it's a car question, truck question, or even, as I've always mentioned, I've helped a person with a dog barking, and that's why I always say that. If the dog's barking all the time, that's okay. Just start up your car, and that's when you want the car not to have a catalytic converter, so it's loud. Rev it up. Let them hear the noise of that gas-burning, diesel-burning, all that sulfur smell and that diesel. That'll make sure the neighbor makes the dog be quiet, Bonnie. Yeah. Or Ralph, or whatever they call the name. Anyway, let's get to that trivia question. Shoot that out there to you first and foremost. And I do have each and every one of you that email me. I ask that you just send me an address when you email me with your questions. And or, two heads are better than one, teach me something. Tell me something. Trivia, maybe? Please do share. And I will always send you a little gift of some sort to help you detail and clean your car inside and out. All that. So that's where it's all about, is Sharon and Sharon all alike. And with that, trivia question is this week, how many cooling tubes are there to cool the front brakes on a NASCAR? One, two, or three tubes? And some of you might be saying, ah, he's got a trick question. Maybe there's no tubes. Ah! How many cooling tubes are there to cool the front brakes on a NASCAR? One, two, or three? Or what do you think? Please let me know at 855-660-4261. And again, my email, autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can reach me on Facebook Messenger and just go to Mark Evans. Take a look. Mark Evans, a little housekeeping here. You can go to Facebook anytime. You'll see me there with sitting in front of some cars, a microphone up to my mouth. Called Mark Evans. That's who I am. That's where I'm at on Facebook. And I do welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You are going to have some fun over there. We got some great stuff happening. Absolutely. And it looks like we've got an email here to answer that trivia question, and that's what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in and answering it right away. I got some great goodies for you. And this is actually Mike. He's listening, and we got to do a shout-out. St. Thomas. Oh, the Virgin Islands. Hey, that's awesome. I love that water down there. Let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate down there in St. Thomas, Charlotte, San Juan, Virgin Islands. It's WFWI 1000 AM. Good to have you along. Mike says three. There's three tubes to cool those front brakes on a NASCAR. Mike, you're listening, aren't you? And you're also watching NASCAR. Congratulations, and you are right. There's three huge tubes, actually, that are attached to the front spoiler on a NASCAR, bringing that air through the front right into that brake caliper to keep them cool. Man, it's a neat thing to do and see when you're at a NASCAR race and to see all the engineering behind all that. What they've always said, you know, you race on Sunday and then sell on Monday. When they race on a Sunday, they race on a Saturday, they race on a weekend. And a lot of the open-wheeled cars are also racing during the week at your local tracks. And maybe you are now going out and watching them. And they learn things there. Everybody learns. In the pits, they learn that that didn't work. This works. And when that means that word comes out and says, hey, this works, then that means that they're going to carry it on over. Yes, the manufacturers will carry it on over to our cars that we drive. Getting them safe. Absolutely. And we got to get to this on this third hour. We've got to get, a lot of you have emailed me here too, just to remind me about the consumer reports. And thank you. I do appreciate that. I've kind of got a lot of goodies to get to, but we're going to get to the consumer reports, the top 10 picks of 2021. And you're going to learn what FCW stands for and AEB stands for. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to grab some Reese's Pieces. Ah, get me all sugared up for you. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio on the Genesis Communications Network.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
What model is that bad boy? I'm sure it didn't cost $290. Whoa. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting in my Dodge Viper ACR chair. It's the best kind of desk chair, broadcasting chair you can have. Got to thank the folks that gave it to me, of course. Dodge, thank you. I do appreciate that. Well, oh, I forgot to put the open sign up. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I just can't. Let me grab that impact gun and get that open sign up so everybody knows we're open. We're open for your phone calls. Oh, we've got to get the on-air light on. Let's turn that on-air light on over there, would you? Yeah, the power. That power of 220 volts, that's what it's all about. Electrifying 6x9s in the back of that car. I know all of you had those in the past. And today, the new stereos, the new radios in these cars are unbelievable. They're awesome. Hey, I want to get to that, and it's time to get to that Instagram photo that I put on my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. Auto World Media, if you've got an Instagram account, welcome you over to that site. And also the same picture I carried on throughout the Facebook, Mark Evans Facebook page, and, of course, the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Liquid in a can. Now, what that picture is, folks, is a Camaro, an old Camaro. A lady opening the door. It's black and white. It's got a little snow on the roof, and you can see that Camaro. But you'd also see a cutout of the left rear quarter panel with a can mounted. Yes, in that car, in the trunk area. Liquid tire chain is what it was called back in the day for winter. Well, that car, very rare, 1969 Chevrolet. It was an option available under... it was called, it actually had a UPC code, believe it or not, back in the day, on the 69 Chevrolet Camaro. The UCP code was V75. Around 2,600 Chevrolets were ordered with this one-year-only option. A control on the instrument panel activated a pair of aerosol canisters mounted above the rear tires, both sides, left and right. That container contained a chemical compound labeled liquid tire chain traction improver. Inside the canisters was a space-age polymer ready to coat the rear tires so they wouldn't slip and they would grip. Press the button and boom, evaporating solvent left a traction improving chemical compound on the rear tires that resulted in instant winter snow traction, even on ice. Now, that is the truth. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, it's one of his fake, made-up ad commercials. No. This is true. It's a fact. And, you know, I'm thinking about that. That's why I did that, because we've all lived some very unique winter days here in our country, the U.S. of A. And so, back then, and maybe today, maybe they should put this liquid tire chain canisters filled with polymer back in these cars and put them where you don't have to push the button. We have electronic controls. We have electronic wizards out there that can automatically, if the tire slips and can state no that it's got snow on the ground and you're on ice, it automatically sprays this on the tire and you get traction and off you go. Well, Larry gets me on Facebook. He says it wouldn't work very well on the left rear tire. Now, first let me back the bus up. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. The picture shows the female on the driver's side looking out, watching the tire not spin, and it shows the cutaway on the left rear tire on this 69 Chevy Camaro. So now, Larry gets me here on Facebook. Wouldn't work very well on the left rear tire unless it was a Positrac. It has a factory vinyl top on that picture and is most likely a Rally Sport, which wouldn't have Posi unless it was ordered that way or was maybe an RS model or slash an SS model. I've only owned about 15 or 20 of those Gen 1 Camaro slash Firebirds, and only one 68 Firebird had a true Posi. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. And you're at Larry, he's a good friend of mine. he's following, and I appreciate that, Larry, and you're right. And Larry knows his stuff. He had a little stable full of Corvettes. I've got the chance to ride in them and all, and he's telling the truth. See, Positrac means what? It means both tires connect. They spin together. They grab together. Oh, yeah, the 411 Positrac. You got both tires grabbing and going. As he states, he knows his stuff. He knows that that pitcher had a vinyl top. That's the truth. It's all facts. See, two heads are better than one. Thank you, Larry, for bringing in the truth about that picture. So, with that said, the right rear tire is going to be sitting there spinning. It better have a can above it, too, which, in fact, it did, as I stated in the information concerning liquid tire chain. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Do you think your car, your truck, should have cans mounted inside, underneath, inside the trunk area? And even if you had a pickup truck, you got the fender wells, it's inside the bed, right? They could still, the manufacturers could still, literally, build some kind of a protective box around, metal box, around that can. I think it's a good idea. Throw the tire chains away and let's get some liquid tire chains in there, huh? Oh, I always like it. Hey, again, thanks, Larry, for shouting out here on Facebook on me. And I welcome you, each and every one of you, to shout out to me on not only the phone number, which is 855-660-4261, and or my email at any one point in time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that, some stations take Auto World delayed, and so if you're calling in on my number and not getting an answer, you're listening to me more than likely in areas like L.A. and other times, Monday through Fridays, and maybe even a Saturday. We are live, of course, on a Sunday, but I'm very honored to have you with us. So always reach me by the email, and we'll take care of your car needs, wants, and problems that you might have. It's never a problem. It's, you know, are you ready for the problem? You got an extra, $100 bill, yeah, for that auto repair maybe? Well, you need to. It's called preventive maintenance money. Oh, yeah. Well, it's time now to get, you've been asking, you've been emailing me right through this, all through the 3 hours of Auto World. Now it's time. I hate to have you wait, but man, that's how part of the wait is. We're going to take a short break. Radar Love is going to sing you out, and we're going to come back with the 10 top picks of 2021, brought to you by Consumer Reports. We'll be right back with more grease on my hands. I got to get it cleaned off. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many states are dealing with the after effects of winter storms, including roads blocked and airports closed. The U.S. is now struggling to get coronavirus vaccine doses out, and it's falling behind schedule. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on ABC's This Week says they do have a backup plan.
We've been able to get about 2 million of those 6 million doses out. We expect to rapidly catch up this week, fill that backlog, make sure they're out to communities, and also meet our deadlines and our timelines of the doses that are due to go out this upcoming week.
The U.S. has now hit on a grim milestone with 500,000 coronavirus deaths. According to Johns Hopkins University, California has also reached a milestone at just under 50,000 deaths. The good news is that coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are now steadily declining in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Road 66.
Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio with all the wrenches and the engine light scanners and the ABS tools and the brake spoon pliers. Oh, all those technical words of these tools. Do you have them all in your toolbox? Huh? Piston ring lance tool? Oh, yeah. All those special names. You don't need all of them. Just hire it done. Make sure you look for that little ASE blue star and you're good to go at those automotive repair shops. Absolutely. Well, now, we got that one question, that trivia question. I want to shoot out another trivia question for some great detail. In fact, I'm going to throw a bottle of odor eliminator. Yeah, that's right. Odor eliminator for the inside of your car. And I've got some wash drops to clean the outside. A little bit of wax we're going to put on the outside of your vehicle, too, and get that all looking clean with this question. The trivia question for the third hour this week on Auto World is Toyota. Toyota, you'll see sometimes on those pickup trucks, the Tacomas and the Tundra, you'll see the letters TRD. Toyota TRD. What does TRD stand for? Again, the trivia question for this third hour here on Auto World this week. Toyota has TRD on a decal on the back of their trucks, Tundras, Tacomas, and you will also see that on some of the little Camrys and race cars, by the way, the Corollas. TRD. What does TRD stand for? 855-660-4261. I'll welcome you aboard. Interrupt me at any time. You are the star of this show, folks. All of you. Email-wise, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Interrupt me. Absolutely. Here's a little trivia. Each and every hour we do trivia, and I love it. It's the history of what we've been doing in our life. In 1946, France introduces a vehicle tax based on horsepower, a policy still in place in the 1990s, and the reason why France does not produce cars with big engines, just in case you're wondering. Again, in 1946, I know all of you hate taxes. Taxes that each and every year come around, we got to pay them. Or do you? I hope you do. Well, in 1946, France introduces a vehicle tax based on horsepower. Oh, those boys that's got those Dodge Hemis, they wouldn't like this. Policy still in place in the back in the 1990s. Still in place in the 1990s, and the reason why France does not produce cars with big engines. Big engines has, well, they have more horsepower. Talking about horsepower in cars, I know you've been wondering. You've been emailing me and bothering me, and I love you bothering me with emails. That's why I keep producing and promoting my email. Bother me, please, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I've got another email we're going to read here in a little bit before this third hour is up, but now it's time to get to, because you've been bothering me, on this Consumer Reports guide. Consumer Reports, well, they finally got her out. 10 top picks of 2021. Best cars of the year. Now, we're not even, you know, through the year, but we are through the year, and we're starting the year, and we're there. Exceptional models meet their standards, highest standards of performance, safety, and reliability. Each year, more than 250 models, folks, compete for the hearts and minds of driveways of American car shoppers. That's right, each and every one of us. Well, Consumer Reports, they rank new models. They buy them. They buy these models, and they evaluate based on the performance tests and survey results from all the members in their company who drive them and abuse them and test drive them and all that. By the way, that's coming to Auto World also. I'll be in some new cars, and I'll be doing some test drives to tell you the truth behind the truth. I'm taking you behind the, underneath the hood, inside the passenger door on the rear. That's right, inside the trunk. I'm going to tell you the truth. But let's get back to the 10 best Consumer Reports. They highlight the best of the best and annual top picks, standouts, and popular price categories and types. 10 models have earned their way onto the list at Consumer Reports. Based upon outstanding performance in more than 50 tests, the Consumer Reports Auto Test Center, their own test center, as well as having solid marks for reliability and owner satisfaction in the member surveys. They all scored quite well. Dynamic tests, of course, as challenging accident avoidance maneuvers and tested earned passing grades and crash assessments conducted by the federal government and the insurance industry. That's right, they've got the big boys involved. They put on thousands of miles on each test car and evaluate them for as many people as actually use them. Of course, Jake Fisher, he's the head of the auto testing at Consumer Reports. It means everything to them. What happens there on the racetrack, like I was talking earlier, comes into these cars. And so Consumer Reports gets to test them, touch them, taste them, etc. Now, I did a little teaser, and I was saying, well, you're going to learn what FCW stands for and AEB stands for. Well, each top pick has an overall score that's among the highest in its category, and it must come standard with forward collision warning. FCW. Forward collision warning, and automatic emergency braking, AEB, automatic emergency braking, with pedestrian detection, proven features that prevent injuries and save lives by reducing collisions. That's right, the beep, 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 if somebody's behind you. It's all part of it. So let's go there. Let's find out what these 10 are for 2021, top 10 picks for Consumer Reports. Under 25,000. Hey, that's good news right there, isn't it? Under 25,000. The small car category, the Toyota Corolla. Don't forget about that trivia question. What does TRD stand for? $25,000 category, the small car, Toyota Corolla, is one of them. Subcompact SUV, sport utility vehicles, what that stands for. The Mazda CX-30 under the SUV subcompact category. $25,000 to $35,000. Oh, they're up in the ante on us now. The hybrid Toyota Prius. Hey, Axelrod Alex, yours is in there. Let's go to the next one. The midsize sedan, the Toyota Camry.
Whoa.
This is under $25,000 and $35,000, folks. The small SUV, Subaru Forester, made it. Good top pick there. 8 straight years they've been involved. And in case you folks have a Subaru, if you spell that Subaru backwards, you'll end up getting a Eurobus. I just had to throw that in there. $35,000 to $45,000 category, the SUV/wagon, Subaru Outback, made it. And that Outback's getting a little spendy, isn't it? $35,000 to $45,000 category. Now let's get to the midsize three-row SUV, the Kia Telluride. Those things are hot. Man, the chisel look on those things. Midsize three-row SUV, Kia Telluride. They're hitting home run, a Kia and Hyundai compact pickup truck. Uh-oh, under that same price. Honda Ridgeline. They're back. The Ridgeline. I don't know. Are you fond of those Ridgelines? Have you ever had one? You ever see them? Well, they're back. Now, let's get to the $45,000 to $55,000 category under the top 10 best picks, Consumer Reports. The midsize SUV, the Lexus RX, $45,000 to $55,000. Oh, electric car. Yep. Yeah, I knew one would get in here under that category, and that category is the midsize. Midsize, $45,000 to $55,000. Make a guess. It's an electric car. Starts with a T. Tesla, the Model 3. They made it. But, again, there are some questions and problems with the S model, so be careful. But the electric car category, the Tesla Model 3, good to go, good to go. A lot of you are actually driving that. So, with that said, that is your top 10 Consumer Reports top picks for 2021. Give you some food for thought if you're thinking about maybe grabbing one. And later in the program, we're going to have enough time, I'm pretty sure. If not, we'll do it again. But J.D. Powers, I want to give you, oh yeah, who's the best? Who's the best for auto dependability? There you go. Join in at 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number hasn't changed. And always be with us. Get me on email. Get me on Facebook. Mark Evans, Facebook. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Oh yeah, the vibrations of the 4-inch speakers in the door shaking the windows. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here on Auto World. Each and every week, we come to you live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, heard on Genesis Communications Network. And what an honor. I'm very, very honored and very proud to have you with me each and every week to share your thoughts of your auto world. That's what it's about. The goods, the bads, the uglies, and even the fun. And the fun is, of course, the very first and foremost thing that we like, especially on the days that we're listening. Thanks. I do appreciate it. Again, the Auto World phone number hasn't changed since 1992. You're welcome aboard at any time. 855-660-4261. And the email is there for you at all times. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And remember, AutoWorldMedia.com, the website. We're on two cylinders right now, but yeah, you can see a picture of me there. Behind the, or in front of, or whatever you want to call it, in those computer screens to make it rock and roll for you, and that's what it's all about. We have a lot of fun doing it. The team behind the closed car door here? Absolutely. And we do have a Lincoln Continental here with the delivering David that drives the Datsun. He did get the trunk lid open, and we do have some gifts left over. We always will. We always try to get some from sponsors and all to give to you. And with that, let's get to the trivia question. We've got a caller that wants to answer it. What was the trivia question? Well, Toyota, they got the TRD sticker decal on the back of those trucks, and it's not only the Toyota Tundra and the Tacoma, but yeah, they're doing it on the Corolla and the Camrys, the TRD. So the question is, what does TRD stand for? Let's go to Wyoming and talk to Zane. Good to have you along, Zane in Wyoming. Hi.
Good. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. Zane?
Yeah, thank you. How's everything going on over there in Idaho?
Well, good. We've had some winter, of course, and some snow. That white gold, you know, coming down. We are very lucky in Boise. I don't know if you've ever been in the area. We're in a banana belt, is what we call it, and then it's based upon at the bottom of the mountains, but we're in the desert. We have sagebrush
right.
And all, and then. But not too far away, we just drive an hour up the hill and we can go skiing. So I put my twin turbocharged skis on, Zane, and go down the hill.
Oh, heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, are you a skier?
No, I've never gone skiing. My father has, and heck, he's pretty good at it by the sounds of it. He told me a story one time how his mom had to walk, 50 feet to the lodge, and dad's like, well, I'm going to go down the Black Diamond is what they called it. And she's like, okay, I'll see you inside there. By the time she got to the steps, she stayed on her skis. By the time she got to the steps, he had already gone up and came back down the Black Diamond.
Oh, Yeah, and the black diamond's the toughest the run there is. That means it's straight down.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now, Wyoming, where are you listening to us? Are you listening to us on a radio station or?
Yep, on 103.1.
Awesome. I appreciate that. It's good to know that. And that's why I ask. You know, I always like to get in touch with our affiliates and say always absolutely thank you, you know, Zane. And it's good to have you join us. And Wyoming, I remember the days of my souvenir traveling throughout the United States. Laramie, Wyoming, drove through there many times going to the drag races. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's certainly the same thing up here for Idaho. Got that white gold as well up here. Roads are good, though. So.
Good. Have you had your normal winter with the snow on the roads?
Well, we've actually been pretty warm. We've only recently started getting snow here about 2 weeks ago when everyone else was getting the snow. So we've kind of been joining everyone on the bandwagon of, all right, well, let's have a white February.
Yeah. Winter kind of come. It came a little late on all of us, I think.
Yeah, definitely did.
Hey, I want to ask you real quick. I do a little poll here with you, Zane, from, you know, in Wyoming there. Would you want that liquid traction, those cans on your vehicle to spray on the tires?
I've actually never heard of that.
Yeah, that was back in the Chevrolet days, back in 1969. The Chevrolet put liquid, they called it liquid traction, in spray cans inside the trunks of the Camaros, et cetera, to spray. Push the button on the dash. Yeah, and spray that polymer on your tires to get better traction. And I wonder how many of us would like to have that on our vehicles today.
Well, I'm sure, you know, if I did quite a bit of off-roading, I do know, like, a lot of tire manufacturers for off-road vehicles kind of put something like that integrated in with tires. That I would say if I did a lot of off-roading, I definitely would like to have that.
Get you down the road and up the mountain, huh? What are you driving today?
I'm currently driving my dually. I'm currently on my way back from Nebraska. I just came back into Wyoming here. I'm picking up a new Snap-on toolbox I bought.
Oh, there went your paycheck, Zane.
Yeah.
Well, now, like the sign says right here in the greasy garage, forget the house. How big is the garage? You know?
How big is the garage? And you know what they say?
Yeah.
You can live in a car, but you can't race a house.
No. And the Snap-on toolbox now, and I got to ask, how big is that? You can probably live in it, couldn't you? Is that how big it is?
Pretty darn close. And heck, it's got a hot hutch on it, so I could, you know, lay on top of the toolbox, close the lid, boom, there's my bed for the night.
And you just said it has a hitch on it, right? It's the big boy one?
A hutch, yeah. You have to go over, kind of like an overhead workstation, yeah.
Yeah. They're not cheap. I mean, a lot of our listeners are folks that, you know, go into the mechanic shops and repair shops to get things fixed, and you know they don't. We just don't think we take the tools and the toolboxes for granted, but you pretty much just bought a house there. The price—that's how much those are.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes. And I mean, I'm just getting into the field of diesel mechanics and stuff, and I'm, you know, currently finishing up college on that, so it's about time I start getting my tools and everything ready to go.
My gosh, I tip my hat to you, Zane, and I'm saluting you right now because. Thank you. There's not too many younger people getting into this field anymore, and that's where I started. I actually took a diesel course. My very first college course was a diesel course. And today, Zane, I thank you. I really do appreciate it because a lot of us that are listening, they have diesel trucks, they have diesel engines in cars, et cetera, and they need you, Zane. They really do.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Diesel makes the world move.
Absolutely, and you're going to do quite well, by the way, my friend, in money, truthfully. You'll pay for that Snap-on box without even thinking about it. And the best part of all that is it's not about the money, Zane. It's about the warm feeling and your hair will stand up on end on your arms when you've helped somebody. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I'm helping them. They're so happy. They're able to get back on the road, and they're like, thank you so much. You know, you've made it to... Some people, it's their livelihoods. Like, I use my diesel truck. We use our diesel semis every single day for our livelihood.
Yep. And you're going to have a blast. What college are you going to? Trade school.
Northwest Community College over here up in specifically Gillette, Wyoming. And I've been enjoying the program, just finishing up my 2-year degree.
Perfect. Good. So you're about finished up then with it?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Now, what do you, are you got any prospects on an employer yet? Where are you headed? Do you know yet?
Kind of self-employed, actually. A lot of my family, we're a pretty big family. We're heavily involved with over-the-road semi-trucks, cow hauling, that kind of stuff.
Good, good. Well, you'll do good. That's what I did. I started out on my own after the college year. I'm telling you what, I'd like to meet you one day and shake your hand, my friend, because that's what you're living, the life that I started, and it's done real well for me and helping people, and that's what it's all about. And
likewise. Well, hopefully sometime I'm over in Boise and you can say hi.
Absolutely. Look me up, okay? You can just Google my name and all the world, and you'll see me, and just look me up. But you know what? Darn garage door's coming down now. I got some goodies for you, Zane. What does TRD stand for?
If memory serves me correctly, I've had a couple friends that have had TRD trucks, and if memory serves me correctly, TRD stands for Toyota Racing Division.
Yes, you did it, Zane. Good job, man. That's right. Toyota Racing Development. TRD is an in-house tuning shop for all of Toyota, Lexus, and formerly Scion cars. TRD improves street cars for more performance and, of course, the trucks, too. And that's what it's all about. When they see that sticker on those things, they got to be careful, huh, Zane? They go fast.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Good job. Hey, hold on, and we'll get Axelrod Alex to get your email so I can get you some goodies out. Thanks for calling from Wyoming, Zane. Yep.
Thank you for having me once again.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yep.
Folks, we'll see you next week. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.